Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
We say it so often, if you come up with a win here at Hodgetown, you're never really sure it's a win until the last out has been recorded, and about 5 minutes later you get the box score. And that was the case last night. I know the score says 7-3, and that was, of course, the final. But, boy, for the Rockhounds, it was a very, very close and a nerve-wracking game, and you see a lot of those in this ballpark. 7-3 the final. It was 5-3 until the top half of the ninth inning. The Rockhounds getting a two-run home run from Jack Winkler that added two really very, very important insurance runs to the lead. Last night, a couple of things. Rockhounds did a little bit of Hodgetowning themselves. They got a pair of home runs. William Simonite, a three-run home run, and Jack Winkler in the ninth inning, the two-run home run. So 7-3, as mentioned, the final. Along the way, though, there were 30 hits in the game. 30. They were evenly divided, 15 hits for each team. Jack Perkins got the win last night. It was his first double-A win. And, man, did he ever earn it. Now, he gave up 10 base hits. He allowed a couple of walks, struck out two, pitched to contact, and gave up a good number of hits. But he allowed just three runs. He got some terrific defense behind him. Drew Swift made a pair of outstanding plays at third base. Max Muncy saved a run with a brilliant play up the middle. Lázaro Armenteros made a spectacular running catch in the last of the ninth with one on and nobody out. And that, again, was a very, very big play in this game. The bullpen did a very nice job. Jorge Juan, Jaciel De La Cruz, David Leal, and Jack Cushing went the last four innings. Jack went the first five, Jack Perkins. They shut out the Sod Poodles, did the Rockhounds bullpen. On five hits and three walks, they struck out eight batters. This is kind of a scary stat. We alluded to it, but not specifically last night. I don't think I really looked at it this closely until after the game. Amarillo did not go up and down in order at any point of the game. But the Sod Poodles had at least two men on base in the first eight innings, and they got the leadoff man on in the ninth. But they had at least two base runners in every inning and only scored three runs. The Sod Poodles stranded 15 base runners in last night's game. So 7-3, you look at the box score and you say, oh, that's a walk in the park, kick back and coast on home. Wow, it was anything but. It was nerve-wracking all the way, but the Rockhounds win it 7-3. So how does the standings board look? Sod Poodles lead the Rockhounds by two. Frisco fell at home against Corpus Christi last night. So the Rough Riders are three games back. Corpus and San Antonio hanging around. They each got a victory last night, and they are within five games of Amarillo. I was just visiting with the brothers Terry next door, the co-voices of the Amarillo Sod Poodles, two of the really good kids on the planet, I might add. And just shaking our heads, only 16 games remain all of a sudden. 16 games remain in this season. This is redundant, but it's important redundancy. With 12 games, there will be 12 games remaining when this series ends on Sunday afternoon. And what we said coming in remains the same. The teams now have split the first two games of this series. So, again, if the Rockhounds and Sod Poodles go on and split the six games, then the Hounds will be two games out when they board the bus. That's with 12 games to go. You certainly have a legitimate shot. If Amarillo wins three of the next four and wins the series outright, then the Hounds would be, well, almost done. They would be four games out, 12 games to go. That is probably too much to overcome. You can't say specifically, of course, you can't say mathematically, but in all reality, if Amarillo wins this series, the Hounds probably out of the pennant race. Now, if the Rockhounds win three of the next four and take the series, then these teams will be tied with a dozen games to go. Frisco, still very much in it, and they come here to Hodgetown to finish the season with a six-game set. Rockhounds, I do remind you, are home next week to host the San Antonio Missions. And pennant race notwithstanding, and we hope the pennant race is as hot as the summer sunshine. The Rockhounds will play their final six home games of the regular season beginning Tuesday, hosting San Antonio. So it's one more go-around. The two-for-one Tuesdays, compliments of Basket Robbins. Our half-price hot dog night on Wednesdays, compliments of Focused Care of West Texas. And then we move on, of course, to, well, the weekend starts Thursday, you know that. One more Thirsty Thursday. We've got a terrific giveaway next Friday night. It is cap night at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And then on Saturday at Rocky Town, it is one more time around on our fireworks night. And we'll wrap it up, the home season for 2023, the regular season anyway, with a family date a week from Sunday. So one more time around at Momentum Bank Ballpark with one more homestand on the regular season schedule, and that all starts next Tuesday. Sod Poodles have taken the diamond. The remaining players in front of the Amarillo dugout, the Rockhounds assembled in front of the first base dugout. It will take you downstairs for the national anthem. National anthem here in Amarillo. Beautiful, by the way, just gorgeous blue skies. There is some wind, and it's blowing out to left field. And we have kind of dodged that so far through this series. There has been very, very little breeze. This, again, is not a big ballpark. It is overly home run friendly. And when the wind is blowing out to left, and some of the guys have been mentioning it today, right now this ballpark is in prime condition for the ball to get out, especially the left field. But right field is very, very reachable as well. So pressure is on. Brady Basso gets the start for the Rockhounds, and Dylan Ray will make his Double-A debut for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. So two guys very, very young at the Double-A level about to go at it. First pitch of the ball game coming up from the Panhandle. The Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles are coming up next.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Bright sunshine and 97 degrees here in Amarillo. And as was the case all of last night and yesterday late afternoon on into the evening, I cannot spot a cloud in the sky. Honestly, it is just a beautiful blue sky. The wind blowing out 13 miles an hour to left field. So buckle them up. scary conditions here right now at Hodgetown. Cooper Bowman will lead it off for the Rockhounds, facing Dylan Ray, right-hander, good prospect for the Diamondbacks, who makes his Double-A debut, facing Brady Basso in his third Double-A appearance. From Amarillo, let's play some baseball. Cooper swings at the first pitch and bounces one foul toward the third base side. 0-1 the count. Still underway. Cooper at second base, leading it off. Drew Swift on deck. He's the third baseman, Drew Swift, at third. Tight wind by Dylan Ray. Fires down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Max Muncy will again be the shortstop batting third. The same three guys up top so far throughout this series. Cooper swings, pops one foul. Give it a long look as Juan Centeno. Boy, does he have room? Nope, about four rows deep into the seats. On the first base side, 1-2 to Cooper. Middle third of the order, Lazaro Armenteros in right field batting cleanup. Lazaro is in right. Daniel Susak has joined this club. Now, I'll give you more on Daniel coming up. Just up from Advanced A, terrific prospect. He is the catcher. Cooper takes, just missed. Two balls and two strikes to count. Daniel Susak catching and batting fifth. Jack Winkler will bat sixth. He's the DH. Jack Winkler, designated hitter. Pitch to Cooper, line drive up the middle, a base hit. Cooper Bowman continues to swing the bat really well. That's his sixth base hit in this series. And a leadoff single up the middle. So will Cooper be running? We're about to find out. Rest of the order, Caden Trankel. He's had a good series. Center fielder batting seventh, Caden Trankel. William Simonite batting eighth at first base. Simo at first. And Saeed Valenzuela rounds it out in left field. Saeed Valenzuela is in left. One on and nobody down. Right-hander Daniel Ray comes set. Ray's pitch. Fastball up for ball one to Drew. One ball, no strikes. Bowman, Swift, and Muncy up top. Armenteros, Susak, and Winkler in the middle. Trinkle, Simonite, and Valenzuela round it out. Cooper the lead. Pitch to Drew, spins him away, high and tight. Two balls and no strikes to count, 2-0. Dylan Ray, top 20 prospect for the Diamondbacks. He's out of the University of Alabama. Opened the year with Hillsboro in the Advanced A Northwest League. Was really good. Earned this promotion. Stretch and pitch. Called strike on the outside edge, 2-1. The sun sets on the third base side here. Long rectangular shadow, and right now it is basically up to the feet of the pitcher. So right off the end, just off the fingertips, baseball will go into the shadows. Swift waits. Cooper leads, doesn't go. Ball hit in the air to right field, shading his eyes, and boy, making a really good play. It is Nathan Castillo. He's been there a lot, so he knows how to do it. Right field is a nasty sun field in this ballpark. Drew Swift, well hit baseball, but he's out. One man down, and here's Max Muncy. Dylan Ray with Advanced A Hillsboro, the Hops in Hillsboro, Oregon. 7-6, 3.81 earned run average. And boy, the other numbers really tell you how very good he was. Turning the toss to first base in 99 and a third innings, gave up just 84 hits. He walked 32, struck out 123. So not quite 4-1, but basically a 4-1 ratio. Cooper dancing off the bag, not going. Max a swing and a foul back. It's 0-1. Dylan Ray in the Northwest League, opposing hitters hitting just .229 against him. His whip, 1.17, and that is really good. He makes his Double-A debut here tonight at Hodgetown. Pitching away to Max. He swings and fouls this one straight back again, 0-2. Max at .287 on the season. Right-handed hitting shortstop. He was one of the guys who made just a tremendous run-saving play last night in that 7-3 win. It's to Max, ground ball, third base. Going to be going to go to the shortstop and making the play is Duzanak. He throws Max's out. Cooper Bowman advances. Ball wasn't hit real hard, and so Duzanak had to charge it, had no chance to get Bowman at second base. But he makes a good play, gets Max Muncy, two men down, runner in scoring position. And that'll bring up Lázaro Armenteros. Lázaro 237 with 12 homers and 63 driven in. Shadow right to the feet now of Dylan Ray. Breaking pitch popped in the air, and it's playable, I think. Foul territory, right field line is going to stay fair. That's a fair ball. That's going to drop Maxwell's score, and Lázaro Armenteros finds the Bermuda Triangle down the right field side, and it dropped. Ivan Melendez, the first baseman, I thought might have a chance at it. Giancarlo Cintron, the second baseman there, and Nathan Castillo. I'm going to watch again on the replay. Castillo, I think, is the guy who came closest. But, boy, this ball just pop-up, dropped down the line in about 3 feet there, and I mean right smack dab in the middle of a triangle of defenders. It's 1-0 Hounds. Lázaro on base. Called strike to Daniel Susak. Kind of thought we might see Daniel at some point on this season. First rounder. Just last year out of Arizona. Been in Lansing all season. He has been outstanding. He takes, and that just missed. One ball, one strike. Well, with two men down in the inning, Cooper Bowman could run, so he basically was almost at the plate, literally, by the time that ball touched down. With a towering pop-up off Lazaro's at bat, off his bat. Gets the RBI bouncer out between second and short. Going to be handled nicely by Duzenac. Backhanded flip to Cintron in the bag at second for the out. Point nicely handled by Duzenac. From our vantage point here, the angle is such it's tough to tell on balls hit up the middle, but that was almost over the bag. And Duzenac made a really nice play, and then the backhanded flip to second. So one run on two base hits, no errors, and a man left on base. So the Rockhounds get an absolute Texas leaguer. They find a Bermuda Triangle, and they find the scoreboard. To the bottom of the first, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 1. And against left-hander Brady Basso, the Amarillo Sod Poodles are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Mentioned both of these pitchers are very, very new to AA. Dylan Ray makes, in fact, his debut tonight. Gives up a tough run in that first inning, little pop-up that dropped. And for Brady Basso, this is just his third AA start. Brady is 1-0 with a 1.3 ERA in two outings. Opened the year with Lansing. Really good for the Lugnuts, a 2.64 ERA. He faces Camden Duzenac. And he goes after Brady's first offering and fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Camden Duzenac, the shortstop, the leadoff batter, hitting .339. Basso, left-hander delivers, a little chopper toward third base, charging swift, makes the play, off-balance, throws, and got him. Boy, good play. That ball stuck in the glove just a little bit. Drew stayed with it, had to make the throw on the run, and it's a pat on the backside from his pitcher as he walks back toward third. Drew Swift, boy, he made a pair of just outstanding plays last night. It's a good one here. One down as Duzenac retired. Here is Tim Tawa. Tawa, the center fielder, batting .258. 20 home runs and 69 driven in. Basso's first pitch. Oh, just missed, I guess. Hard, so hard to tell from here. One ball, no strikes, especially on the inside, outside. We can tell up and down pretty well, but outside corner, inside corner, tough to tell from our vantage point. This pitch called strike. Count squares at 1-1. A.J. Vukovic in left field batting third. He's on deck. Vukovic in left field. Tight wind by Brady. Pitch. Breaking ball just missed here again. 2-1 to count. Ivan Melendez, first baseman, power hitter, batting cleanup. Melendez at first. Davison De Los Santos, terrific power. Third baseman, bats fifth, plays the five spot. De Los Santos. Swing and a foul straight back. Count 2-2 to Tim Tawa. Nathy Castillo moves into the sixth spot in right field. Castillo is in right. Juan Centeno, the veteran catcher, will bat seventh. Centeno behind the plate in the seventh spot. Brady ready, 2-2 count. Tawa waits. Long looking for the sign, now has it. The wind in the 2-2 and a swing and a miss. He got him. Breaking pitch. Brady Basso gets Tim Tawa way out in front of that pitch. A swinging strike three. Two man down, and that'll bring up A.J. Vukovic. Rest of the order, J.J. DeRozio is the designated hitter. He bats eight. J.J. DeRozio in the eighth spot. And Giancarlo Cintrone, the second baseman, rounds it out. Cintrone at second. Stretch in the pitch, and that is a called strike to Vukovic. A.J. won the opener of this series with a walk-off home run at the bottom of the ninth inning. The wind of the pitch by Basso. Out there. Backdoor pitch. It looked like 0-2 the count. Vukovic hitting 257. The home run on Tuesday is 21st. 87th RBI. And one of the league leaders in both categories. Tied wind by Brady. 0-2 pitch. And that ball is hard hit, but right at second base. Cooper Bowman's got it. And Brady Basso with a 1-2-3 inning. A couple of bounce outs and a strikeout, and Brady retires the side in order in the first inning. And again, as we said last night, Amarillo did not go in order as much as one time, but they do here. And after one, Hounds on top, Village Car Wash score 1-0.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus, a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top half of the second inning, Rockhounds on top, 1-0. Jack Winkler will lead it off. First pitch swing and a foul away, 0-1 against right-hander Dylan Ray. Well, Hounds got a little bit of a break. They got a break in the first inning, a little pop-up that dropped. Again, Cooper Bowman leadoff single, so he was on base. Swing and a miss, and the count goes 0-2 now to Jack Winkler. Caden Trinkel will follow, and then William Simonite. By the way, Winkler and Trinkel Incorporated did very well last night. Jack had a home run. Caden had a double run scored in the ball game. Pitch just misses here. Count goes 1-2. Again, when they bat back to back in the order, more often than not of late, good things have happened. Here's the pitch by Dylan Ray, and that drops to the dirt for 2. 2 balls and a strike. And Dylan with Hillsboro Very good numbers. He's out of the University of Alabama. Second professional season, drafted in 22. It's way up and in, ball three, so an 0-2 count is now a full count to the Rockhounds' designated hitter. Jack, 254, home run last night, his third of the season. Wind to the pitch by Ray, and that ball hit hard but foul down the left field side through the Amarillo bullpen and out of play, 3-2 the count. Dylan Ray, rated by the MLB.com folks, as the number 19 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. A pitch and a swing and a foul away. So pretty good battle here. Jack got down 0-2. But he's run it full, fouled a couple away. Eighth pitch of the AB coming up. Pitch swung on. Going to do it again. Foul ball high up over the roof on the, this time the first base side out of play. And that breeze out toward left field tonight. Just giving a double check of the weather. 13 to 15 miles an hour. Now there's a swing and a foul tip. Is that hung on to? Yeah, it is. Boy, a little bit of a bobble, but he hung on to it. And Juan Centeno should get some credit right there. A swinging strike three. Got a foul tip, and it really bobbled in the glove. I don't know if we'll get a second look. Yeah, we are. I'm going to get a second quick look at this on the replay. Foul tip. I wondered, he didn't get it in the glove initially. I wondered, it took an extra bit before that was a guaranteed a strike. Here's a bunt attempt by Caden Trinkle. Play by Davison De Los Santos, and his throw is wide, and that's going to be a base hit and an error. Caden Trinkle dropping down a terrific bunt single, third base line. And so that'll be a base hit for Caden. And he goes to second as Davison De Los Santos, his throw on the run, went wide to first base by a bunch. So the Hounds have a runner in scoring position. Third hit of the ball game. So the Hounds have a line drive base hit by Cooper Bowman, the Texas leaguer in the Bermuda Triangle RBI for Lazaro, and a bunt single now for Caden Trinkle. Runner in scoring position for William Simonite. I want to get back to that foul tip in a moment. Glad we got a second look at it. Set by Ray. Pitch to Simo. Down the middle, called strike 0-1. It took a moment, and it appeared that the ball, it looked like it had been bobbled, but we're a good amount of distance away. And that foul tip, Centeno, was absolutely brilliant. Pitch is up high for a ball. The ball actually on the foul tip eluded his glove, but it got basically the top of maybe the shin guard or his leg, bounced against his body, and then he corralled it, but it never hit the deck. It's a heck of a foul tip. Pitch up and away for a ball, 2-1 to William Simonite. That's concentration right there. Of course, Juan, we've talked about it. He's a veteran guy. He's been around, has some big league experience, pretty significantly so, in fact. That is a World Series ring. How about that? Here's a called strike, and it's 2-2. Again, he was with the Astros in 2017. It's the World Series with an asterisk next to it, but that's a World Series ring, man. That is something precious few players ever get their hands on. Two balls and two strikes to count. William Simonite, the batter. Runner in scoring position with one man down. 1-0 Hounds here in the top of the second. Stretch and pitch by Ray, and that ball, fouled right by our wide-open window. The count stays 2-2 to Simo. William Simonite, three-run home run last night, and that was a big-time swing of the bat. First two games of this series, Hounds have trailed 3-1 going into the sixth and have taken the lead in the sixth inning both games. Swinging a foul ball, got way out in front of it. Yanked it over toward the Amarillo dugout on the third base side. Count stays 2-2. Of course, Tuesday night, the Sod Poodles rallied back, tied with a couple of unearned runs in the eighth, and then Vukovich walked it off. And last night, the Hounds just Buffalo just would not let the Sod Poodles score after the third inning, despite just a ton of base runners. Pitch just outside 3-2. Mentioned it right up top in our quick pregame introduction, but the Sod Poodles had at least two base runners, at least two in each of the first eight innings, and had the leadoff man on in the ninth. Then Lazaro made a brilliant catch. Pitch to Simo. And that is, that's ball four. Dropped out of Centeno's glove, which you don't see very often. And from this vantage point, impossible to tell where it missed. But it's ball four, so it's two on and one man down for Sahid Valenzuela. Simonite at first, Trankel at second. The error is now factored out of the inning from a scorekeeping standpoint anyway. Simo takes his lead, walks from the shadow into the sunlight. Pitch way up high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. And now Juan Centeno's going to go out and talk to his young pitcher, Dylan Ray. Boy, Centeno, I mean, that just has to be Tom Gorzolani now is going to join the conversation, the Amarillo pitching coach. To have a catcher like Juan Centeno, who not only has experience, but you hear nothing but great things about what he can bring to a minor league staff. He's 33 years of age, and obviously he'd love to get back to the big leagues, and that is why he's here. But along the way, he also can bring just such great experience in terms of calling a game, in terms of dealing, that is, with a young pitcher. That's a terrific, really, that's a terrific plus for your club. Juan doesn't catch all that often in terms of games. This is his 59th game, so every other day he's in the lineup one way or another. Now here's Sahid, two on and one man down, 1-0 Rockhounds in the second. Pitch, and there's your pitching coach strike inside corner. And one ball, one strike to Sahid. 259 batting average for the Hounds left fielder. 3-for-7 in the series. A couple of runs scored. Here's the stretch and pitch. Takes down and in. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Dylan Ray going to the mound for the 23rd time on this season. Again, 22 starts with Advanced A Hillsboro. Well, this is his first double-A, and that ball lined into right center field, and that is going to sink in. Drop base hit for Sahid. That's going to score a run, and the throw will come to third, so the runners will hold at first and second with Sahid Valenzuela. Two things. He is a terrific kid. He really is, and he kind of was just here filling a spot a year ago. Didn't really get a whole lot of playing time when he joined the club this season, and he has turned into a very solid hitter. RBI single to right center field. He's hitting .259 overall. And in his last 32 ball games, he's just under .300. He's at .289. Cooper Bowman takes ball one. One ball, no strikes. Cooper singled and scored in a little flare by Lazaro Armenteros in the first inning. So 2-0 Rockdowns. First and second, the runners. Valenzuela at first. Simonite is at second. Boy, Simo dance off the bag, and then they throw behind him, and the throw goes into the outfield. Both runners move up, throwing error on Dylan Ray. So, boy, that is got to be amazingly frustrating for Dylan Ray. Last night, Lazaro Armenteros broke off the bag at second too early, and he was thrown out trying to steal. This time, Simo broke, put on the brakes. He stumbled just a little bit getting back, so Ray tried to get him, and the throw was errant, and the runners move up. Cooper Bowman takes a called strike, and it's 1-1. So two errors in the inning. The first one no longer factors into scoring. This one certainly does. Second and third, one man out, and a 1-1 count to Cooper Bowman. Stretch and pitch, and that ball fouled away high in the air. Well, back out of play. One ball and two strikes to count. Drew Swift waiting on deck. Cooper asking for time here. Of course, Cooper, it's been a kind of a trilogy in 2023. Started the year with the Rockhounds, had the injury in mid-May, was back for after a couple of months, and then another short stint on the injured list. Pitched down low, count as 2-2. So he's really had a kind of a three-section 2023 season. When he came back this time off the IL, started a bit slowly, but he has really picked things up. His base hit, as he swings and sends a high fly ball going to where? Left field? My goodness, it's hard to find the ball. Runner will tag. Catch is made. Run will score. Boy, and the throw dribbles through, and Centeno dives and blocks it. Sacrifice fly. Cooper Bowman, left field. Brings home William Simonite. And the Rockhounds have scored a couple in the inning. It's 3-0. Valenzuela holding at second base. Said it before, when the ball jumps off the bat in this ballpark, because of our vantage point, I've shared this and kind of shared opinions with other broadcasters in the league. It sounds odd to say, but it's really tough to tell where the ball is headed. You're looking at the game kind of sideways. But that ball was to left field. Here's a called strike to Drew Swift. It's 0-1, and it was deep enough with Vukovich making the catch. But Simonite tags and scores. So the error by pitcher Dylan Ray will contribute directly to a run scoring there. Should have been first and second. Instead, second and third, and the run scored. Pitch high to Drew for a ball. One ball, one strike. Long set by Dylan Ray, the stretch and pitch, and Drew swings and fouls it back, and it's 1-2, a ball and two strikes. Inning started with a strikeout to Jack Winkler. Caden Trinkle, a beautiful bunt single compounded by an error. William Simonite walked, put two on. Saheed Valenzuela, RBI single. Throwing error by pitcher Dylan Ray, sacrifice fly by Cooper Bowman. And a swing and a miss, and Drew out on strikes. So, Drew Swift the strikeout. The inning is over. The Rockhounds, though, scored two times. Two runs, two hits, two errors in the inning. And one man is left on base. And one of those runs will be earned. The other will be unearned. So, to the bottom of the second we go. And our Village Car Wash score of the ball game reads the Rockhounds 3 and Amarillo nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one ton, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
As we mentioned, 1 week, well, not quite a week from tonight. A week from tonight, of course, my goodness, yeah, Thirsty Thursday. Good stuff coming up. We'll start the final homestand of the regular season. Two-for-one tickets from our great friends at Baskin-Robbins. And the Hounds at San Antonio Missions, a six-game series. Next Tuesday through Sunday at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Amazing, that is the last homestand of 2023. Hounds, of course, would love to force a little extra baseball. That would be just fine and dandy if they could reach the postseason. And the race is a good one with 16 games to go. Ivan Melendez leads it off. First pitch finds the heart of the plate to the knees for a strike to the big right-handed hitter. Ivan at 277, 12 home runs, 33 driven in. Takes up and in for a ball, 1-1. Mentioned Amarillo, two-thirds of their home runs on the season have come at home. There's a reason for that. Got some guys who can Drive the ball for sure. Melendez, obviously one of them. Pitch inside, 2-1. But this is maybe the friendliest offensive ballpark in minor league baseball. A couple of different studies say so, and the stat line backs it up. Pitch to Melendez, swung on and missed. Ivan has 12 home runs on the season since coming up from Advanced A. And of his 12 home runs, 10 have come here. Powerful hitter. Question really where, when he gets to the major league level, and a lot of folks think he will, where will he play? DH, of course, is always a possibility. Here's the wind and the pitch to Melendez, and he fouled it back at a good rip. Gus says 2 balls, 2 strikes. Davis and De Los Santos and Nathie Castillo. All three guys with home run pop. Brady Basso set. Left-hander with a wind and pitch. Breaking ball and out in front, but fouling it away is Melendez. And the count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rockhounds 2 games behind Amarillo. Frisco is three games out. Corpus and San Antonio 5 games back. Pitch by Basso. Got him. Called third strike. I think Ivan knew it. He'll turn and walk away. Good breaking pitch by Brady. So a called third strike. Melendez walks away. One man down for Davis and De Los Santos. De Los Santos at 247. 16 home runs. Had one last night. That put the Sod Poodles on top 3-0 early, as they have been each of the first 2 games. High fly ball right field. Lazaro on the move. And toward the corner. Oh, man, he's got it. That is tough. Almost overran it in the sunshine. Man, right field here. We talk about left field at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Right field in this ballpark when the sun is setting. Wow, it is really tough. Looking at Lazaro right now as he walks back to his position. His shadow stretches absolutely straight behind him. And his shadow is probably 15 feet long. So that sun is right at you. Called strike to Nathie Castillo, and it's 0-1. First and second base right on the edge of sunlight and shadow as well. William Simonite and Cooper Bowman. Wine and the pitch on the way by Brady. Up high for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Most of the infield is in shadow, just the top half of the right side of the infield in bright sunlight. The breaking pitch called strike, and it's 1-2. Nobody on, 2 men down, bottom of the second inning. Rockhounds 3, Amarillo nothing. That's a little bit of a turnabout from the first couple of games. Castillo steps back in, taps the plate. Tight wind by Brady Basso. Left-hander delivers and a chopper back toward the mound, but it's a foul ball. Brady, by the way, reached for that baseball with his left hand. And it was a little bouncer back to the mound, but that had enough velocity that you don't want to reach for that with your pitching hand. But again, that's just natural response. 1-2 to Castillo. Juan Centeno would be next here in the second inning. Tied wide at the pitch by Basso. Stays a little high from Brady. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. Castillo, 16 home runs, 13 of them here. Basso working quickly. Brady's pitch, down and away, full count. So 3-2 now, the right-handed hitting Nathie Castillo. Amarillo right fielder. Wheels that bat around a couple of times. Tied wide by Basso. Brady's pitch, got him, swing and a miss. Well, it just came back with a good fastball down in the zone, swinging strike 3. Inning is over. So the Sod Poodles, who did not go in order any time last night, have gone up and down the first 2. Brady has faced 6 batters. He has struck out 3 of them and retired all 6 in a row. After 2, Village Car Wash score in the Panhandle. Rockhounds 3, and the Amarillo Sod Poodles nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes.
with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Max Muncy leads it off. We go to the top half of the third inning. Rocktowns 3, Amarillo nothing. Dylan Ray's first pitch. Max hits in the air to center field. Actually into right center on the move. Castillo, and the ball comes off his glove. Castillo couldn't get there. Muncy will get to second. So I would imagine that'll be a base hit. We shall see. See what they're going to call that. Fairly long run for Castillo. I don't know that we have a decision on this yet. I'm going to get a second look at it. Fly ball right center field. Castillo on the run. Well, he got there and reached for it, but I don't know if you call that an error. That's really tough. Not an easy call at all, but it will be a double for Max Muncy. And especially with the sun. He's looking right back into it. Boy, pitch, woo, up and in. Hello, how are you? Lazarus to spin away from that one. In fact, I'm watching Nathan Castillo between pitches from time to time. And again, has to shield his eyes with his bare right hand before each pitch. So that's sun right there. He made a good effort. The ball did get his glove, but he was also on the move. Pitch down and away for ball two, 2-0. Probably one of those, I would say, something like 70-30 hit error. Is he did have a chance at it, but well, I think that would have been a really good catch and certainly not ordinary effort. Two balls, no strikes. Lazaro swings and sends one in the air to shallow center. On the way is Tawa, and he will get there. Muncy will bluff but will not try to move up. So Armenteros flies out to center field. One man down, and here is Daniel Susak. Daniel rated top 10 prospects solidly all the way across the board by pretty much every rating service. Rated 6th by MLB.com. Catcher out of the University of Arizona. Boy, he has got a lot going for him. He's a really good defensive catcher. And a big, strong kid. Really good athlete. Swing and a miss, of course. You can almost hear that one coming, couldn't you? Swinging and missing, 0-1 the count. Bounced into a fielder's choice his first time. Daniel hit 303 at Lansing. Right-handed hitter. University of Arizona swinging a foul tip. Boy, that one got Centeno a little bit. So our home plate umpire is going to walk a new baseball out. Mickey Smith will bring that out to Dylan Ray and Juan Centeno. And, well, can you imagine Juan Centeno, 33 years of age? And he's had a lot of major league time, so he's got a ton of minor league time as well. And how many of those he has endured in his baseball career, man, the life of a catcher. So it's 0-2 to Daniel Susak, S-U-S-A-C, the last name. Daniel pushing that bat back and forth, pendulum style. Now comes set. Muncy takes the lead off second. One man down in the inning, pitching away from Dylan Ray, and a swing and a miss and a three-pitch whiff. And welcome to Double-A baseball. It'll be a transition. And that is the case for virtually everybody, at least to some extent. So Daniel up and down on strikes this time. Third strikeout for Dylan Ray. Those two guys both just up from Advanced State. First double-A game for Daniel Susak. First double-A game for Dylan Ray. They played in different leagues at Advanced A, so would not have faced each other, but both making their double-A debuts. Jack Winkler, the batter, struck out in a real battle his first time up. Took eight pitches. He got down 0-2, but it took eight pitches to get him in that terrific foul tip balancing act by Juan Centeno. Takes ball one here. Lead-off double for Max Muncy. You don't want to let those go by the boards, but there are two men down. Max still on at second. One ball, no strikes. Ray comes set, delivery, and that ball is hit toward the left side. That's going to be handled by the shortstop. Long throw by Duzenak in time. Winkler bounces out. Really good play by Camden Duzenak, the shortstop. Ball sharply hit, but the Hounds cannot cash in on the leadoff double. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. So to the bottom half of the third we go. Hounds still with the advantage. Our Village Car Wash score, Hounds 3, Amarillo nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Left-hander Brady Basso, one of the really good stories of this season at both Advanced A and now at the double-A level. Brady in his third double-A start. He'll face the bottom third of the order in the bottom of the third inning. Juan Centeno, J.J. D'Orazio, and Giancarlo Cintrone. This is the Rockhounds left-hander. Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. When this one pops up on the This Date in History stuff, it's remarkable. Take you over to Japan. The high school ranks. Juan Centeno takes a strike, and the last of the third inning underway. Centeno at 270. There's a home run at 16 driven in. That wide open stance. And he swings and misses, comes up empty, count is 0-2. Juan is the guy, we describe it to you each time. He is the guy, he plants that left foot, he's a left-handed hitter, plants the left foot basically on the back chalk line, and the right foot, when he sets up, is on the outside chalk line. He's already obliterated a section of it, in fact, by doing it pitch, just outside perhaps, one ball, two strikes. Closes it up, of course, upon delivery, but man, that's his wide open a setup as you could ever have. One ball and two strikes to count. Centeno waits. Pitch down and in, 2-2. Brady Basso, his third appearance. The wind and the delivery on the way, fouled straight back. Brady in his first two, eight innings, six hits, two walks, five strikeouts, and he's 1-0. Went five innings for the first time in his pro career, his last outing, and got the victory at home against Frisco. Pitch, a swing and a miss with Centeno. Swinging right through, that was a fastball up at 93. Brady Basso with his fourth strikeout. That'll bring up J.J. D'Orazio. We'll take you to 2014, And just a remarkable game. It was the Japanese National High School Rubber Baseball Tournament semifinals. I don't know how good that is for marketing, but that's what it was. Pitcher called strike on the outside corner to D'Orazio, right-handed hitting designated hitter, catcher by trade. J.J. at 262. Wind in the pitch by Basso. Hard hit ball, base hit into right field. Lazaro handles on a hop. The D'Orazio, first base runner for Amarillo. A line drive to right field. One on and one man down. Batter is Giancarlo Cintrone. Real quick on Cintrone, and I was talking with somebody earlier today. Mentioned last night that he was up in a critical situation. And I said what a tough hitter he is, and a friend pointed out that Cintrone is hitting 190, and I understand that. The pitch is a called strike. It's 0-1. But Giancarlos is just coming back from the injured list. This guy hit better than 300 with Amarillo and hit 350 at AAA last year. Again, he's been injured this season. Chopper foul left side. How good a hitter this kid is as he was rehabbing in the California League, which is now low A or single A, he was utilized as a part-time hitting coach. Guy can flat out hit. Bouncer foul, it's 0-2. Now, again, he may not quite be back to 100%, but he's had a couple of really good swings in this series. He's 2-for-5 in the series. Diminutive right-handed hitter. One on and one man down. Top of the order, Camden Dusenak on deck. Pitch by Basso, ground ball, left side, going to be handled by Muncy. Goes to second base for one, turn, spin, throw, and a double play, 6-4-3. Sharply hit ball by Cintrone, handled by Max Muncy. Goes to Cooper Bowman and on to William Simonite. So Max to Coop to Simo, and it goes 6-4-3. And the first base hit of the ball game for the Sodpoodles is wiped away on the inning-ending double play. We've played three, give you totals in a moment, tell you about that crazy rubber baseball game in Japan on the other side of a break. After three, Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds 3, the Amarillo Sodpoodles nothing.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
Game three of this pivotal series here in the Panhandle. It is the Rockhounds 3 and the Amarillo Sodpoodles nothing in game three. The teams have split the first two. Games went remarkably in really similar paths. As Caden Trankel leads it off and takes down and in from right-hander Dylan Ray. Bottom third of the order for the Hounds in the top of the fourth inning. Caden Trankel, William Simonite, and Saeed Valenzuela. Amarillo took the 3-0 lead in each of the first two games. Here's a swing and a miss, and the count is 1-1 to Caden Trankel. 3-0 leads for Amarillo the first two games. They led 3-1 going into the sixth Tuesday and Wednesday. Called strike, 1-2 to Caden. And in each case, the Hounds came back in the sixth inning to take the lead. The wind by Dylan Ray and the pitch, and Caden fouls it back. Still a ball and two strikes. On Tuesday, the Hounds built the lead to 6-3. But the Sodpoodles came back on a home run from Nathy Castillo. Two unearned runs in the eighth on an unusual error. And a walk-off home run by A.J. Vukovic, 7-6 Amarillo. Pitch to Caden. Lifts it in the air. Shallow left field. It'll barely get under the grass. And Duzenac, the shortstop, will handle that. Pop out to short. One man down. And William Simonite, the batter. William walked and scored in the first. Schrenkel dropped down a bunt with one out in the second. And Simo drew the walk. RBIs by Saeed Valenzuela on a single and Cooper Bowman on a sac fly. First run of the game produced in the first inning. Pitch right down the chute, called strike 0-1 from Dylan Ray. Cooper Bowman single leading off the game. He was at second. Lazaro Armenteros a pop fly to drop down the right field line. Swinging a fly ball right field. Nathan Castillo coming in. He's got it for the out. Simo flies out to right field. Dylan Ray may be settling in a little bit here. He's retired five in a row since the Max Muncy double. And here's Saeed. RBI single, his first time up. Well, last night, the Rockhounds gobbled in 3-1, again going to the sixth. They scored four runs in the sixth, led 5-3. Jack Winkler with a two-run home run in the ninth made it 7-3. Pitch up high for a ball, but we talked about how remarkably nervous that game was. Amarillo left 15 men on base last night. Pitch down and in. Ball two, 2-0 to the switch hitter. Saeed from the left side against Dylan Ray. Yeah, 7-3 sounds like a pretty comfortable win. It was not. This pitcher called strike, and the count goes 2-1. So top of the fourth inning, game three. 7:05 the next two evenings and 1:05 Sunday afternoon for the second half of this series. Saeed swings, ball hit into right center field, and it'll drop for a base hit. A little soft line drive, bounced and barehanded there by Tim Tawa. But Saeed with his second base hit, 2-for-2 in this game. So one on with two down, here's Cooper Bowman. He is 1-for-1 in this one, a single and a run scored in the first inning, and the sacrifice fly last time up. So Cooper Bowman in this series is 6-for-9 and has three runs batted in and three runs scored. Takes a called strike, 0-1. Cooper's single in the first extends a hit streak to 7 games. Oh, and beyond that, you love a lot of what he's been doing. Pitch, and that got there, called strike, 0-2. Valenzuela, the base runner, pretty good lead at first base, gets a look over the shoulder by Dylan Ray. The pitch on the way, and that will call called third strike in the knees. Yep, Cooper knew it. He was walking away almost before call was made by home plate umpire Mickey Smith. So Dylan Ray gives up a base hit, but he has been very, very solid since giving up that double to Max Muncy leading off the third inning. He has been very sharp as Dylan Ray, maybe getting his footing a little bit here. Hasn't been racked around at all, but he's given up three runs, two earned in the game so far. No runs on a hit, no errors. A man left on base to the bottom of the fourth in our Village Car Wash score of this ballgame. Rockhounds 3 and Amarillo nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That sound you just may have heard was me slapping my backside because I was slow on the trigger getting out of the inning, and I've been here just very pensive, and wouldn't you know, first pitch, bottom of the fourth, not only does Camden Dusenak swing, he rips a line drive, and Drew Swift makes another terrific play at third base. Pitch down the way here to Tim Tower for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Boy, my apologies for being slow. When Drew Swift has just been outstanding in this series at third base, and Dusenak flat ripped that pitch down and away for a ball 2-0 to Tawa. A.J. Vukovic and Ivan Melendez will follow here in the fourth inning. Low line drive, and Drew reached across his body toward the third base bag and made a terrific play. Tawa fouls this away. Two balls and one strike to count 2-1. So one up, one down on one pitch. Brady's delivery fouled away. 2-2 to Tim Tawa. Again, temperature still at 94 to 95 degrees. The wind still blowing out to left field. So this ballpark is that additional danger. There's a chopper to third. Swift again. Makes the play on the move. Throws him. Got him, Drew Swift. Tim Tawa bouncing out. Good play at third base. Well, Drew is 0 for 1 in the ball game. Actually, 0 for 2 in the ball game. He has been just terrific all around. He's on a 9-game hit streak, hitting .350 in his last 19 games, and he's been absolutely terrific defensively, both at third and short. This swung on ground ball right back up the middle base hit, and A.J. Vukovic will get on base with two men down. A.J. jumped on the first pitch he saw, sent it right back up the middle. So a clean base hit, second hit of the game for Amarillo. One on and two men down. But again, when now you look at this inning in retrospect, and if Drew Swift doesn't make that brilliant catch on the line drive by Dusenak, this is probably a 3-1 game with one on and one out. Hard hit ball to short, handled by Max Muncy. He'll come to first, and he's got it. And Ivan Melendez, like Vukovic, going for the first pitch he saw, but he bounces out to the shortstop, Max Muncy. So Brady Basso gets an absolute brilliant piece of work from his third baseman, and the fourth inning is very quickly in the books. To the top of the fifth inning we go. Village Car Wash score after four in Amarillo. Rockhounds 3, Sod Poodles nothing.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's Thursday evening baseball from Hodgetown in Amarillo. Bob Hartz in the panhandle. We thank you so much for spending part of your Thursday evening with us. Rockhounds lead by a score of 3-0. A lot of baseball to go, but the Hounds with the advantage. And Drew Swift, we just talked about him behind his back, will lead it off as we go to the fifth inning. Drew 0 for 2 in this one. He lined out sharply to right field in first, struck out swinging in the second inning. mention that personal business he has going, so won't mention that. With the at-bat underway, takes down and away, ball one from Dylan Ray. Two very young pitchers in terms of double-A experience in this game. Dylan Ray making his debut. Brady Basso just his third start for the Hounds. Swinging a foul back, one and one to Drew Swift. One ball, one strike. Max Muncy and Lazaro Armenteros to follow. Swing, fly ball into left center field. On the move is Tawa over the shoulder. Can't make the play. Ball is over his glove. Drew's going to get another triple here. I don't think you can possibly call that an error. Swift with a triple last night that somehow stayed in the ballpark. And we'll confirm it, but Tawa with a really great effort to try to get their ball got off his glove. Have not posted it officially. Can't believe that would be anything other than a base hit. And that is what it is. So Drew Swift has tripled in successive games, and that triple extends his hit streak to 10 games. There's a swing and a high fly ball off Max Muncy's bat. This is coming over to right field. Castillo to catch on the run and not going to try to score. Boy, and Castillo throws a strike to home plate. Wow. Nathy Castillo, the sun no longer an issue in right field, made that play toward the line. He came up throwing, and the Rockhounds very wisely did not send Drew Swift. Max Muncy flying out to right field, but Castillo threw an absolute strike to home plate. So one on and one down for Lazaro. Runner at third. Drew Swift. Pitch to Lazaro just misses. Again, Drew last night hit a ball to the area in center field. It's deepest, really center, right center, if you will. The edge of where the grass berm meets the center field wall. Pitch, woo, up and in. Hello, how are you? Two balls, no strikes. And it hit the railing and kicked left and stayed in play, turned into a triple. He was thrown out trying to turn it into a inside-the-park home run, which I thought was a pretty good bet, but they got it. Lazaro takes up an in-ball three. Three balls, no strikes. But Drew Swift triples in successive games. Don't see that very often. Mentioned a 10-game hit streak. Drew also hits in 19 of his last 20. The swing and a miss. Boy, Lazaro had the green light on 3-0, but comes up empty. And by the way, the 10-game streak, he's right about 375, and he's just below 350 in his last 20 games. Bouncer back to the mound, and what do we have? Foul ball. That was interesting. Drew Swift was running. But it's a foul ball at the plate, 3-2. Armenteros at the plate. Daniel Susak in his double-A debut is in the on-deck circle. Runner at third, Drew Swift. Rockhounds 4. Amarillo nothing. Rockhounds 3, Amarillo nothing. Jiminy. Hope I'm prophetic. The pitch misses inside, ball 4. Crowd will grumble, and from our vantage point, I know this. It was up and down was fine, but inside, outside. Cannot tell from here. Pardon the redundancy, but just so you know, we're on the first base line, and Smoot is the vantage point. If you sit straight in your chair, you are looking right at the edge of the infield dirt and the outfield grass in right field. So, almost needless to say, if you're trying to figure out inside-outside corner, it is pretty difficult, if not impossible, from here. So where that pitch missed, I really couldn't tell you. Here's the pitching out of Daniel Susak. Didn't mean to. He turns into it for a strike. 0-1, a little foul ball. Triple from Swift. One out walk from Lazaro Armenteros. 3-0 Hounds. Fifth inning. One man down. Set by Ray. Delivery outside. Did he get there? Got there. Outside corner called strike. 0-2. Boy, that's a virtually perfect pitch. So Daniel getting picked on here in his double-A debut. Ray has jumped ahead of him 0-2 the last two times up. Big deep breath by Ray, stretching the pitch, and that's bounced foul at the plate. Count stays 0-2. Jack Winkler on deck for the Rockhounds. When Daniel Susak appeared in 99 games with Lansing, hit 303, 7 homers, 54 driven in. Right-handed hitter pretty well straight away. Runners take their leads, throw to first base, and Lazaro gets back. That was a strong throw by Dylan Ray. He wasn't messing around there. That wasn't just checking him back to the bag. He turned it through hard. And University of Alabama product. Stretch by the right-hander. Lazaro runs, pitches swung on, and popped up. Into left field, going to be deep enough, I think. Runner will tag and come to the plate. Throw is cut off. Boy, again, that ball jumped off the bat in this ballpark. So frustrating to try to tell trajectory. But Daniel Susak got that ball deep enough into left center field. Drew Swift hustles home. The Rockhounds do now lead 4-0. And Daniel Susak has his first AA RBI. And that is a really good plate appearance. He got down in the count 0-2 and then got enough of it. Send the ball into left field. When it jumped off the bat, it looked like it might be a little shallow in terms of being a sacrifice fly, but it got the job done. Swift hustles home. RBI for Daniel Susak. One on, two out, and the Hounds extend the lead now to 4-0 in a pitch clock violation. I believe, yep, pitch clock violation called here against Dylan Ray. Delivery swung on, pop foul coming our way. One ball, one strike to Jack Winkler. Jack struck out in the second. Bounced out on a really good play by Camden Duzenak at shortstop in the third. So a 4-0 ball game. The turn and toss to first. And boy, again, that's close. Armenteros gets back. Boy, when Dylan Ray throws to first base, that's he's serious about it. Right-hander comes set. Winkler waits, stretch and pitch to Jack, way up high for a ball. Two balls and a strike. And we'll keep it here between innings, way behind on trivia, but it's just a crazy occurrence. High school baseball in Japan on this date. Delivery swung on and popped in the air. Is it playable? Third base side, and yep, it sure is. There to make plays, De Los Santos. Foul territory by 10 feet or so. Inning is over. But the Rockhounds come up with a run. Drew Swift with a triple. Daniel Susak with his first double RBI. No run, no one run on one base hit. No errors. One man is left on base. And we're going to keep this right here. So the Hounds lead it 4-0. Brady Basso back to the mound. 45 pitches. So he will attempt to get through five innings for the second time in his career and the second consecutive time here in this season. 2014, the Japanese National High School Rubber Baseball Tournament. Now, rubber baseball, just so you know, and I didn't, but it was attached to this note from nationalpastime.com. A rubber ball that they played with in Japan high school games or did at the time, this was not that long ago, 2014. It's a softer baseball, so it doesn't rebound off the bat as quickly as a hard ball. It makes the game a little safer is the thought process. Chukyo High School against Sotoku High School, perhaps. I am messing up with those names. Now, they had played 49 innings. It had taken 4 days. Both starting pitchers had gone the distance. I love this throwing. 709 in one case, 689 pitches in the other case, and they went the distance, 700 pitches and nearly 700, the 709 and 689. What was the score going into the 50th inning, you suppose? Again, Japanese National High School Rubber Baseball Tournament semifinals, top of the 50th, took 4 days to play it. What was the score going into the 50th inning? It was nothing. The numbers here astound, but this is apparently a real deal. Chukyo scored 3 runs in the 50th inning to win it 3-0. Give you 2 other notes in a moment. Pitch up high to Davis and De Los Santos in the 5th inning underway. De Los Santos, Castillo, and Centeno. Brady Nasso back to work, left-hander with the pitch and a swing and a miss way out in front was DeSantos. That actually bounced to the plate and he swung through it. De Los Santos, a fly ball out to Lazaro Armenteros, his first time up. No longer a Sunfield back there. That's a bit of good news. A swing and a foul back, and it's 1-2. So last of the fifth inning, Rockhounds have 4 runs on 7 base hits. No errors. Amarillo, no runs, 2 hits, 2 errors. One of the runs unearned, the Hounds have scored. Pitch is swung on, and that ball's hit out to shortstop. Took a hop. Max stays with it. Throws to first. Got him. Ball took a hop up. I think Max might have blocked that with his chest, at least in part. One man down. Well, the final score was 3-0 on this date. The Japanese National High School Rubber Baseball Tournament semifinals took 4 days to play. Both starting pitchers going the distance, throwing between them 1,400 pitches. Check swing, called strike to Castillo. Strikeout victim his first time. If the game had remained tied, for some reason they set 54 innings. Makes no sense. Pitch, called strike, fastball, knee high. Would go to count to the right-handed hitting right fielder, Nathy Castillo. One man down here in the fifth. Brady this time a long look. Ah, that's because the batter had stepped out. Now back in is Castillo. He had asked for time. Hounds to get the bullpen working pretty soon. In fact, right now, pitch up high, 1-2. Then before his last outing against Frisco, Brady Basso had not pitched 5 innings. Austin Briggs warm and a swing and a miss, and he got him. Brady Basso, 2 men down in the inning. The batter is Juan Centeno. That's 5 strikeouts for the left-hander. He's given up 2 base hits, no walks. And Austin Briggs will start to warm. Had that Japanese high school game still been tied after 54 innings, what in the world, what is the significance of 54? But if it had remained tied after 54 innings, and here's Centeno, and he takes a strike, the winner would have been decided by a random drawing. Basically a toss of the coin. It's what it of the same odds, right? Pitch down and in, 1-1. Can you imagine going 54 innings of a tie game and then you flip a coin? Basically, winner is drawn by a random drawing. Pitch swung on, fouled back. It's 1-2. Now, I know the rubber ball is softer than a hard ball and all of that, but how can you have your pitchers, and it's over 4 days. They go out there each day for 4 days, and both of those kids basically threw 700 pitches, one a little bit more than 700, one slightly less, but right about 700 on the average. Wow. And scoreless. Apparently they're pretty good. There's a swing and a foul ball at the plate. Centeno was way out in front, but got a piece of it, 1-2. Matter of fact, they were really good. 49 scoreless innings. Japanese National High School Rubber Baseball Tournament semifinals. Chukio had to go on. I don't know if they went on to win the title. I sure hope they did. Here's the 1-2. Fouled straight back. We'll do it again on a ball and 2 strikes. Field entirely in shadows now. Just one ray of sun. Deep center field. Deepest right center kind of stretching out to the corner of the berm. Looks kind of cool. Everything else, though, finally in the shadows. Wind and pitch, and that's down and in, so 2-2. Austin Briggs continues to warm. And the Rockhounds bullpen down below us does the left-hander. 2-2 count. Centeno waits. Pitch by Basso. Swing and a miss, and he got him. Brady Basso. 5 scoreless innings at Hodgetown. 6 strikeouts, 2 base hits, no walks. Well, again, and Brady is first. He's just a great kid. When you meet him, he is just tremendous. Has such an appreciation for just being out of there on the mound. And to me, that goes a long way. That makes it all the more impressive. He is undoubtedly done, but 5 scoreless at Amarillo. And we'll go to the top of the sixth. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 4, Sod Poodles nothing.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Five innings in, game three of a six-game series. And it is an important one, to be sure. Rockhounds trail Amarillo by two games in the Texas League South. Teams have split the first two games of this series. Amarillo winning 7-6 on the walk-off Tuesday night. Rockhounds winning 7-3, although it was much, much more tense than that score would tell you last night. And a 4-0 lead for the Rockhounds, and Brady Basso, what a story. Five innings, no runs, two hits, no walks, six strikeouts. Totals in a moment. Caden Trinkle stands in. Dylan Ray's pitch swung on and missed. Caden, a bunt single. His first time around, came around to score. Popped out to short his last time. This one down and in right around the shoe tops. Count goes one ball and one strike. Rockhounds 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 4-7-0. Amarillo no runs, 2 hits, 2 errors, 0-2-2. The second of those errors did allow an unearned run to score. Ball swung on, belted toward right field, into the corner it goes, and that ball is a fair or foul ball. That is a fair ball that is gone. It got over the railing. That is a Hodgetown home run for Caden Trinkle. And the Hounds lead it 5-0, but that ball was scorched. That was a topspin line drive into the right field corner. Now, when it got out, I couldn't see it. And the first indication I got, I think, was Calvin Coker, the relief pitcher, was signaling fair ball. And it fortunately, well, accurate call. Steven Rios Jr., the umpire, agrees, and that is a solo home run for Caden Trinkle. Line drive into the right field corner here in Hodgetown, and it's 5-0. William Simonite chops one foul, 0-1 to count. That is Caden's second double-A home run. The first one came off Jack Leiter at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Pitch to Simo is up and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Well, the Rockhounds do a little Hodgetown number there again. That just a line drive into the right field corner. Called strike 1-2. Very similar spot to the walk-off home run on Tuesday night by A.J. Vukovic. Went out at about that position. Sod Poodle's going to get the bullpen going. We're in the sixth inning. Dylan Ray's first double-A start. Check swing. Did he go? That's appealable. Boy, say no this time. Interesting. 2-2. Generally, in this series, boy, check swings have, those appeals have largely been granted. Not that time. Simon gave a pretty good little flick of the wrist. Two balls, two strikes. Dylan Ray's pitch, swing and a miss. Got him on a 2-2 pitch, down and away. Simon with a walk and three trips to the plate. That is 5 strikeouts now for Dylan Ray. He's walked 2. Teams play tomorrow and Saturday at 7:05. Sunday afternoon at 1:05. A bunt attempt, but not going to go foul, so he balanced with a good idea. And it just dribbled foul on him. Almost turned into a little Baltimore chop of a bunt. If it had been fair, no chance to get him, but ball drifted foul. Caden Trinkle, by the way, with that home run, he's on base in 10 of his last 11 games. He's hitting just over 300 in his last 15. And again, Caden tonight playing in just his 31st double-A game. So he takes down and in for a ball, one ball and one strike. And activity has begun in the bullpen for the Sod Poodles. A left-hander is warming. Pitch down the middle called strike. Count goes 1-2. Rockhounds 5, Amarillo nothing. Pitch swung on and sent foul sharply toward his own dugout. One ball and two strikes. There are certainly ballparks somewhere on planet Earth where 5-0 in the sixth inning and you feel somewhat comfortable. This ballpark ain't one of them. Pitch up high for a ball, it's 2-2. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman on deck, sixth inning. Wind and pitch, and up high, ball three, full count now, 3-2. Saheed 2-for-2, RBI single in the second inning. And single to center in the fourth with two men down. He swings and sends us into shortstop. Duzenak is there, throw to first in time. Two men down in the top half of the sixth inning. Cooper Bowman now, top of the order. Corpus Christi at Frisco. In low-scoring games to this point, but they're busting out a little bit tonight. In the bottom of the third, Frisco 4, Corpus Christi 3. And we'll see, going to get the pitching change here. I think we are. Yep, so Dylan Ray will go three times through the order. Goes 5 2/3 innings in his first time out at the double-A level. So 5 2/3 innings, gave up 8 base hits, 5 runs, 4 of them are earned. He walked 2 batters and he struck out 5. Did Dylan Ray, his day now done. And again, Brady Basso's day is done. Austin Briggs is warming and throwing hard in the bullpen. So Brady, 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. And it'll be Emalyn Montilla. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that first name. Emalyn, I believe. Beg your pardon, Emalyn Montilla. Left-hander comes on. We have not yet seen him. So left-hander out of the bullpen, and he will come on with the bases empty and 2 men down. And there's Cooper Bowman at the top of the order. Get Montilla's name on the card. Sixth inning, bases empty, 5-0. Rockhounds in the lead. And this series, as you know, is really, really going to be pivotal. It won't necessarily and couldn't, certainly not mathematically, can't decide anything, but it could certainly in terms of logic. Basically, the Hounds need a split to stay in the race solidly, and of course, if they can win the series, then they would be even with the Sod Poodles, but that is a one inning, one game over this one week at a time here in Amarillo. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman to face Emalyn Montillo. Montillo's first delivery. Fastball just missed it. 95. One ball and no strikes to count. Cooper 1-for-2 with a single, a run scored, a sacrifice fly, and a strikeout. Ground ball down the third baseline, and it is just foul. One ball and one strike to count. Montillo making his 7th appearance. He is 0-1 with a 9 ERA. 10 hits in 6 innings, 5 walks and 6 strikeouts. And his pitch, he'll get there. Called strike. Off speed at 85, but a called strike to Cooper. One ball, two strikes. Caden Trinkle leading off the 6th inning with a solo home run. Hounds with a 5-0 advantage in this game. 1-2 to Hounds second baseman Cooper Bowman. Pitch swung on, foul back. Count stays 1-2. Let's San Antonio leading Wichita again. They beat the Wind Surge last night. They snapped a six-game Wichita win streak on Tuesday. Pitch up high to Cooper for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Wind Surge have taken the second-half lead in the North Division, and pretty solidly so. Here's the stretch and pitch on the way to Cooper, and he sends one. Look out. This was coming right this way. Two balls and two strikes. I was trying to position to that ball looked like it was coming this way, so I tried to get into position. And the first thing I worry about is the computer, of course. Here's the pitch, and that's up high for a ball. Three balls and two strikes to Cooper. Right-handed hitter. Bases empty, two men down. Sensational evening again here in Amarillo. A little bit of breeze blowing out to left, so adds to the danger level a bit. The pitch swung on and fouled back. We'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes, so a lengthy first batter here for Emeline Montilla. The ninth pitch now to Cooper Bowman. Left-hander delivers. Cooper takes. Outside, ball four, walked him. Well, that is a well-earned base on balls. So Cooper with the walk. One on with two men down. Here's Drew Swift. Tripled and scored in the fifth inning, extending his hit streak to 10 games. This guy has just been tremendous over the last, especially over the last 20, and that includes defensively. Pitch down and away for a ball. Max Muncy, I think it was the day after Max turned 21, got the day off. You know, as you get older, you need those days off. And Drew moved over to shortstop, and in that particular game made two brilliant plays against Frisco. Long set, Montilla's pitch. That's a strike, 1-1. Had a good series at the plate, and he has just been brilliant at third base. In this series in the panhandle, first two games, two and a half games now. Runner goes, pitch is taken, and there'll be no throw. Stolen base number 29 for Cooper Bowman. Centeno, and Centeno's a guy who can make base running very tough. Again, with his big league experience, Cooper got a good jump. Steals his 29th base in 32 attempts. And if your team isn't named Frisco, you haven't caught him yet. All three caught stealings against the Rough Riders. Just a swing and a miss. The count goes 2-2. And man, that was 95 with great life to it. Cooper Bowman is stealing bases at a 906 percentage. That is pretty doggone good. Two balls, two strikes. Drew Swift waits. Runner in scoring position. Drew takes just outside, maybe low. 3-2. Max Muncy on deck. Cooper Bowman on at second base. 5-0 Rockhounds here in the top of the sixth inning. Left-hander comes set. Delivery on the way and sends a high foul ball down the right field side, does Drew. Count stays 3-2. Boy, Montilla has thrown a ton of pitches. He's faced two batters. He's thrown 16 pitches. That's top of the head, but I think that's right. Comes set, delivers, Drew swings, and sends the ball into center field. But going back is Tawa, and he's got it for the out. Well hit ball. Straight away center field, but ran out of room at about 385 or so, and ran out of steam there. So one run, solo home run, Caden Trinkle. No errors, one man left on base, and we'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning of play. We're in Amarillo, the third game of this very important South Division six-game series. Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds 5, and Amarillo nothing.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to Astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Left-hander Austin Briggs on the pitch for the Rockhounds. We go to the bottom of the sixth. He will face 8-9 and 1 in the order. J.J. D'Orazio, Giancarlo Cintrone, and then up top for Camden Dusenak. 5-0 ball game. Austin 1-2 with a 5.66 earned run average. Makes appearance number 35, second only to Calvin Coker on the ball club. And we'll also do our Astound Broadband Road to the Show for you. Kind of a cool deal. There's a call, Steve Reichel, and one to D'Orazio, right-handed hitter against the left-hander, Austin Briggs. J.J., a base hit his first time, one of two hits given up by Brady Basso. Swing and a miss. Count quickly 0-2. D'Orazio, right-handed hitter, DH, catcher by trade. Kind of a cool deal. There was a kid pitching in 1990 in the Gulf Coast League. Now, at the time, that was a rookie league, short season. And so guys were just getting their starts professionally. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And Austin Briggs with a three-pitch whiff. Overall, that's three straight strikeouts for Hounds pitching. Brady Basso retiring the last two he faced, and now D'Orazio out against Austin. Here's Giancarlo Cintrone. Well, this particular kid, and of course, innings pitched in the Gulf Coast League or any rookie league, any short season league, you're not always going to go deep into games. Jopper to shortstop to the third base side, and Drew Swift gets there, actually, almost made the play on the foul ball. He's getting to everything. 0-1 is the count to Cintrone. Bounce that one foul wide of third. Briggs comes set, pitches Cintrone, and that ball is hit right back up the middle of base hit. So Cintrone, 1-2. One on and one man down. Here's Camden Dusenak, top of the order. Dusenak is 0-2, and in each case, Drew Swift has made a really good play. Did so to start the game on a chopper to third base, and then made a terrific catch on a line drive. He turned to Drew toward the line and wound up hitting the deck on a just terrific backhanded catch on a line drive. Dusenak fouls the first pitch away. It's 0-1. Well, this kid we're talking about was having a really good season, and he was in the running to win the earned run average title in the Gulf Coast League. But he didn't have enough innings to qualify, and it was the last day of the season. Pitch to the corner, down and away for a ball. He had been a reliever for the most part, so one relief appearance wasn't going to do it for him. So this is kind of cool. He had a contractual bonus of $500 if he won the ERA title. Pitch, not away, but Daniel Susak will very quickly retrieve. Two balls and one strike to count. Now, this is 1990. And this is a player in his first pro season. So, yeah, $500, that's a good amount of money. Because the 2-1 from Austin bounced foul 2-2. So this is very cool. His team gave him a chance to start one of the games of a doubleheader his team was playing on the final day of the regular season. Again, he had a chance to win the ERA title. And if he did, he'd claim the $500. Pitch from Austin, swing, and boy, swing and a miss. He out, yep, he sure is. The ball got away, but it doesn't matter. First base occupied. Ball just dribbled away, not very far. So two strikeouts for Austin Briggs, sandwiched around the base hit. Two down now, and here's Tim Tawa. 5-0 Rockhounds at the bottom of the sixth. Well, so the kid gets his chance. And he needed a good number of innings, more than he would get in relief, to claim the ERA title. Obviously, had to pitch well. Swinging a foul out of play, right field side, 0-1. And he pitched very well. Now, doubleheader games in the minor leagues are 7 innings. And he went all 7. And not only did he not allow a run, he didn't give up a hit. So the kid throws a no-hitter in basically a spot start. Pitch is up high for a ball, 1-1. And with it, he claims the Gulf Coast League earned run average title. And he claims a contractual bonus of $500. Pretty doggone cool. And by the way, his ERA, here's the pitch down and in. That's ball 2, 2-1. 0.17. So, yeah, he won the ERA title, and he just had enough innings to qualify, but 0.17. His whip was 0.46. Kid was pretty good. Swing and a miss, it's 2-2. Matter of fact, the kid was more than good. Pitching for the Gulf Coast Yankees in 1990. And pocketing that $500 on a 7-inning no-hitter, Mariano Rivera. That turned out to be real good. I love that story. Pitch swung on, pop foul out of play. It's kind of cool that, you know, I don't know if that would happen nowadays. And don't know how many contractual bonuses there are of that ilk. But I don't know, your innings are so closely controlled anymore. And not only innings, but pitches. Here's a check swing. Did he go? I think so. Yes, Austin Briggs strikes out the side. So the inning is over. Giancarlo Cintron gets a base hit. But Austin Briggs strikes out the side. Boy, a couple of nasty pitches right there from Austin. So we have played 6 in Amarillo. And our Village Car Wash score of this ball game remains the Rockhounds 5 and the Amarillo Sod Poodles nothing.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get 5 tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All-American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Max Muncy leads it off. Emelin Montilla with the first delivery outside. Ball 1, 1 ball, no strikes. Max Muncy, Lazaro Armenteros, and Daniel Susak here in the 7th. Left-hander delivers and a check swing. Did he go? Nope, did not. Stevie Emanuel's warming the bullpen for the Rockhounds. Austin Briggs, who has battled command at some point this season. Three strikeouts, ground ball left side. That's going to get down, and that's going to get between him and left and center. Max will give a look, but he'll stop at second. That was just a ground ball double into the gap in left center field. It was sharply hit, obviously, but the ball wasn't even really a line drive. Max, by the way, I love it. When Max runs the bases, he loses the helmet a lot, and I think that's cool. So his second double of this game, I don't suppose they'll be kind enough to give us a replay. I'd love to see the initial contact from the center field look, because obviously we don't get that. from the location. Lazaro is swinging a miss, 0-1. But Max obviously hit that ball very hard, but it was on the ground, but it got between Vukovic and Tawa in left and center for a double. So one on, nobody down. Lazaro with an 0-1 count. Daniel Susak to follow. So Stevie Emanuel's in the bullpen. Pitch swung on, and that's ripped to left field, a base hit. Going to hold the runner at third. Lazaro hit it too hard. Boy, line shot to left. Lazaro 2-for-3 in this game. Couple of singles and a walk. So it's first and third. Nobody out. And the batter is Daniel Susak, making his debut tonight. Top 10 prospect, in fact, number 6, according to MLB.com. And the A's organization, again, drafted out of the University of Arizona. Frontier's pitch, and that ball is sliced into right field, a base hit, and Daniel has his first hit and second RBI at the AA level. And coming around to third is Lazaro Armenteros. That ball was hit into shallow right field. Susak had a sack fly his last time up. Daniel with a base hit to right here, and the Hounds have back-to-back-to-back base hits. Muncy scores with ease. Lazaro just booking it from first to third. So three straight base hits run across. And now here is Jack Winkler with runners at first and third. Nobody down. The Hounds lead this game 6-0. Petramontia inside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Jack, right-handed hitter, 0-for-3. One of those, a terrific play by Camden Dusenak at shortstop. Pitch swung on and missed. Down goes 1-1. And Jack on base in 16 of his last 17. He takes down the way here, and the count goes 2-1. He has been really good in that stretch, and boy, down to second. My goodness, did not see that. Daniel Susak goes down to second base. I'm going to double check. Pitch was low, but I don't think would have affected that. I think that'll be a stolen base. We're going to double check on that. A swing and a chopper foul. Count goes 2-2. So it is second and third, nobody out. Now they are going to call it a wild pitch. Beg your pardon. Ball did apparently get away. Pitch swung on, bounce foul, wide at third base. 2-2. Another one of those reasons, when you do a series in Amarillo, then wherever you go from there, and in this case we're going home, you just breathe a sigh of relief and say, it is so good to be here, wherever that might be, and that'll be Rocky Town Tuesday. Here's a swing and a miss, and out on strikes is Jack Winkler. So second and third, one man out. Max Muncy, leadoff double to left center field. Lazaro Armenteros single to left. Then Daniel Susak, RBI single to right, goes to second on the wild pitch. Now swing and a miss as Caden Trankel comes up empty, 0-1. Top of the stretch inning, Rockhounds have extended the lead now, 6-0 to score. 0-1 to Trankel. Caden is an interesting 2-for-3. Check swing and he went, no question, 0-2. He is 2-for-3 with a bunt single and a home run. Looped out to shortstop in his other trip to the dish. Left-handed hitting center fielder. Count is 0-2. Second and third. Hounds would love to put more runs on the board here. Caden takes a little bit low, maybe outside. 1-2 the count. Amarillo bullpen, by the way, empty. Stevie Emanuels will come on in the seventh, get his first taste of Hodgetown in the bottom of this inning. Pitch drops down the way, and the count goes 2-2. 2-2. William Simonite on deck for the Hounds in the seventh inning. Frisco leading Corpus Christi, by the way, 5-3. They're still fairly early on in that game. Here's the stretch. Montilla, 2-2 pitch. Inside, ball three, full count now. First base open. One man down. Montilla rubbing down the baseball a bit. And time called at home plate by the batter, Caden Trenkle. Well, Jack Winkler is 0 for 4 in this game, so Winkler and Trenkle Incorporated. It's been Caden tonight. Takes down and in, draws a walk, ball four, and they are loaded up. And Montilla has walked some batters. And they are now loaded up. And the batter will be William Simonite. He's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Juan Centeno, veteran catcher, go out for a visit. Hounds are home next week facing San Antonio. And mentioned tonight, 1 week from tonight, our final Thirsty Thursday. Great way to jumpstart your weekend one more time around. Thirsty Thursday at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Have a cap night coming up. That's always one of the cool nights of the year. That's a week from Friday, a week from tomorrow. And fireworks a week from Saturday when the Hounds return to Rocky Town next week. Pitch to Simo. Well, give the pitching coach strike to Juan Centeno. Called strike 0-1. Bases loaded. Top of the seventh. Hounds lead 6-0. Stretch and pitch, swing and a miss. Simo with a big rip comes up empty 0-2. Had a couple of hits, including a three-run homer last night. Simonite ready. Montilla comes set. Bases full, one down. Pitch to Simo. Down low, ball one, 1-2. Saeed Valenzuela, number 9 hitter in the on-deck circle for the Hounds. Montilla set, runners their leads. Stretch and pitch to Simo, down low again, ball two. Tried to get him to maybe chase after it. Two balls, two strikes to count. Armenteros at third, Susak at second, Trinkle is at first. 2-2 pitch, inside ball three, full count, 3-2. So Montilla, an 0-2 count. He started each of the last two batters, Caden Trenkle and William Simonite, 0-2. He walked Caden Trenkle on the next four pitches, and he's gone 3-2 here to Simo. Bases full, count full, stretch and pitch, ground ball out towards second. Cintron to second for one on the first double play. Inning over. Well, Rockhounds got one, but missed a chance to do more there. And a big double play, and again, there is no such thing as a safe lead in this ballpark. Guaranteed, bona fide. So the Hounds get one. One run on three base hits and a walk. No errors, and two men will be left on base. Rockhounds have 11 hits now in this game. Seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia coming up. Our Village Car Wash score this game and take me out to the ballgame time. Rockhounds 6 and Amarillo nothing.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander Stevie Emanuels will come on to pitch. We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Rockhounds 6, Amarillo nothing. And the again, it's cliche, and it's cliche only because it's true. No such thing as a comfortable lead in this ballpark. No way, no how. Seventh inning stretch trivia for you, and it's actually trivia with a purpose, but we'll do it this way. As A.J. Vukovich, Ivan Melendez, and Davison De Los Santos will face Stevie Emmanuel, so, boy, it's 3-4-5 in the order, right, and these are three very dangerous hitters. Vukovich stands in. Emmanuel's come set. Stevie's first pitch down and away, ball one, one ball, no strikes. Vukovich one for two, bounced to second in the first inning and singled in the fourth. Activity now for Amarillo in the bullpen. Emmanuel's pitch down and away, ball two, 2-0. Stevie making his fourth appearance since coming up from advanced A. 3 2/3 innings under his belt. Delivers, that's a strike on the outside edge. Two balls and one strike. Austin Briggs, one inning, one hit, and struck out the side other than the base hit. Emmanuel's leans in, has the sign, and here's his 2-1 pitch. Up and in, ball three, 3-1. Again, his first timeout in this ballpark. Still a little bit of just the tail end of the sunset off to the left behind downtown Amarillo. A little bit of breeze blowing out to left field. Stretch and pitch by Emmanuel. Swing and a miss. Big cut by Vukovich. Count goes 3-2. AJ, a 257 hitter. High volume home runs, RBIs, and strikeouts. Stretching the 3-2. Ground ball, and it's to first base. And William Simonite is there. Gets to the bag for the out. Got behind Vukovich, but gets him out on the 3-2 pitch. When Sports Illustrated, and this, by the way, they did this in 2003, so I think there were a couple of really good films since then that might qualify. But when Sports Illustrated in 2003 rated the greatest sports films of all time, which movie, which sports movie did Sports Illustrated, they know their stuff, say was the greatest of all time? There's a swing and a miss by Melendez, 0-1 to Ivan. Was it Rocky, Hoosiers, Raging Bull, or Bull Durham? Sports Illustrated naming it the best of the best in sports movies. Bouncing ball, foul, woo, look out into his own dugout. Ivan got way out in front of that and sent it into the third base dugout on one laser hop. That'll scatter some folks. 0-2 count. Two balls and two strikes. Melendez waits. Emmanuel's long look in as he's signed from Daniel Susak. These guys would have worked together a lot. And a pitch, a swing, and a ground ball. Base hit left side. Couple of hops, sharply hit. So Melendez with an 0-2 pitch. Singles to left. It's one on, one out. Again, which of these films did Sports Illustrated say at the time? And there have been some good ones since. But which was the greatest sports film of all time? Was it Rocky, Hoosiers, Raging Bull, or Bull Durham? And again, it's trivia with a reason. I'll give you the answer here after first pitch. Davison De Los Santos takes back a pitch called strike 0-1. So an 0-2 single for Melendez. He's on at first, nobody down. Emmanuel set right-hander. Delivers, swing and a miss. And De Los Santos comes up empty 0-2 on the 95-mile-an-hour fastball from the Rockhounds right-hander. Stevie from Seattle, Washington. 6'5", 210 right-hander. 24 years of age. Up from Lansing. As is his catcher, Daniel Susak. And a swing and a miss. Three-pitch whiff. Davison De Los Santos is out. One on and two men down. The batter is Nathy Castillo. But according to SI on this date anyway in 2003, now there have been a couple of good moves. I think, 42 has come out since then. The Miracle, that was a wonderful film. First pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. But Sports Illustrated said, and by the way, the movies I mentioned were all among, I think, their top five, Rocky, Hoosiers, Raging Bull, but nope, Bull Durham. Yep, the terrific baseball minor league saga. Swing and a miss here, 0-2 to Nathan Castillo. Now the name Bull Durham, the number one sports movie of all time. Well, on this date. Didn't write down the number, the year, I apologize. But on this date, and I don't think it was all that long ago, Crash Davis, the real one, passed away. Kevin Costner played a character named after Crash Davis. The writer simply liked his name, and he was a minor leaguer. Pitch just outside. It's 1-2. One on, two out, bottom of the seventh, 6-0 Rockhounds. Base runner Ivan Melendez, a 1-2 count to Nathan Castillo from Stevie Emanuels. Right-hander set, Melendez the lead, stretch, kick, and pitch, fly ball, high in the air, shallow right field. Armenteros says he's got it, and he does, and the inning is over. So Stevie Emanuels gets his first taste of Hodgetown, gives up a base hit, but nothing with it. No runs on a hit, no errors, a man left on base. Give me just a little tinge on Crash when we come back, along with the totals in this game. After seven innings, Village Car Wash score of our game from Hodgetown, Hound 6, Amarillo nothing.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Nothing is comfortable in this ballpark, but as we go to the eighth, the Rockhounds 6 and Amarillo nothing. Left-hander Carlos Mesa will come on to pitch. So the Lions score here in just a moment as we go to the top half of the eighth. The Rockhounds will send 9-1 and 2 to the plate. As we go to this eighth inning, Saeed Valenzuela and Cooper Bowman and Drew Swift. Saeed 2-for-3 in this game. Couple of singles with an RBI. Left-hander Mesa delivers down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Carlos Mesa, last name M-E-Z-A. And the swing and a ball hit on the ground, right side. Base hit, got through on the right side. Saeed 3-for-4 in this game. The sharp single through, got between first and second. Looking down at Ivan Melendez, and when he first broke for that ball, thought he might have a chance to get there, but no, that was cleanly through on the right side. One on and nobody down. Here's Cooper Bowman. Cooper 1-for-2. Single and a run, sack fly, a walk and a steal. Takes called strike outside corner, 0-1. That's the Rockhounds' 12th base hit of the game. 6-12-0 for the Rockhounds. No runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Amarillo. 2 errors in the same inning. One of them was very costly. Here's a swing of that ball lined into right center field. That's down for a base hit. Rounding second on his way to third is Saeed, and Cooper Bowman with a line drive base hit into right center. Well, that is great hustle by Castillo to get there. You limit Cooper Bowman to a single on that, and that's really good hustle. Valenzuela comes all the way around to third base, hits first and third. Nobody out for the Rockhounds here in the eighth inning. Cooper Bowman is having himself a series. He is 2-for-3 in this game, plus the sack fly and the walk. He's 7-for-11 in the series. It's well inside to Drew Swift for ball one. Drew 1-for-4, but the one was a big one, a triple, leading off the fifth, and he came across to score. So a couple of base hits against Mesa. And boy, in this ballpark, you do not take your foot off the pedal. A swing and a bouncer foul. Count is 1-1 to Drew Swift. Game 4 of this series tomorrow at 7:05. Game 5 on Saturday evening also at 7:05. And this series will conclude Sunday afternoon at 1:05. And boy, when the bus is loaded and the players are on board and headed for Rocky Town, it's going to be an interesting time to see what the numbers look like. Toss to first. Bowman is back. Left-hander on the mound. Cooper has stolen a base in this game, his 29th of the season. First and third, nobody down. Swift waits from the right side. Drew takes. That's down low. That's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Max Muncy on deck. Hounds scored in the first inning. Cooper with a single, and Lazaro Armenteros with Cooper on at second. Just a little pop-up that dropped into Bermuda Triangle down the right field line. Swift swings, fly ball, left field. That's high. That is deep. That's got a chance, and that's going to find the base of the wall. Going to drive home one. Going to send Bowman. And there will be a throw, but nowhere near in time. Two-run double. Drew Swift continues to just be outstanding. Drilled that ball, missed his first double-A home run by about a foot. Valenzuela, of course, scored easily from third, and Cooper Bowman was flying, and he scored from first. So Meza has given up three consecutive base hits, two runs across, runner in scoring position. He'll get a player's visit, including Juan Centeno on the mound. So Meza gives up a sharp single to Valenzuela, a very sharp single in the gap in right center to Cooper Bowman, and a drive off the wall in left field by Drew Swift. So Swift is now 2-for-5 in this game with a triple and a double. And now here's Max. Swings and rips one into right field, a base hit. That'll put runners at first and third. Hit it way too hard for Swift to score. Wow. Four consecutive base hits, so Mesa has really been hit hard. First and third, nobody down. Lazaro will be the batter. So it is 8-0 Hounds in the eighth inning. And I tell you honestly, I'm not picking on Jack Winkler. I said this is when you give this stat, there's always one guy that'll stand out. On this particular night, Jack is 0-for-4. That's been very, very rare. But everybody else has reached base and, boy, scored a run and driven one in almost every case. Pitch down low to Lazaro for ball one. Seven out of nine hitters have scored a run or driven one in. Called strike, it's 1-1, and I say that because it's not a 15-run game. It's 8-0, and boy, that is really, that's just terrific contributions up and down the order. 1-1 to Lazaro. Takes outside, perhaps. Ball two, two balls, one strike. Lazaro, now wait a minute, he had an RBI. Of course, I didn't give him credit for the RBI. Very, very impressive. always feel for the guy who, on that dipped up, one night he goes 0 for 4, and of course then I mentioned that everybody else has reached base. Pitch down low, 3 and 1, so Jack, I apologize. That's not aimed at you. That's a pat on the back to the ball club tonight in general. 8-0 score. We're in the top of the eighth inning. And it's second and third with nobody out. Lazaro swings and misses. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Lazaro 2 for 4 in this game. And again, that first RBI of the game was a little flare. Just a pop-up that dropped down the right field line. But the Hounds have not looked back in this game. Brady Basso, brilliant. Here's a line drive, left side, base hit. Going to score a run. It's 9-0. And Lazaro on the throw goes down to second, and they get him. No, he's safe. I thought so. We had a really good look at that. He got under the tag. That throw was cut off on a leaping grab between third and home, and Lazaro broke for second and got there. So a base hit to left field, and boy, for Mesa, this has been... Well, I mean, this has really been rough. So Max Muncy to third base. The end of score is Drew Swift, and a visit to the mound now from Tom Dorsolani, the pitching coach. Lockdown's jumping all over Amarillo in this game. It is a 9-0 game. 5 batters up in this inning, and they all have hits. So it's Max at third base. Lazaro is at second. Conversation over. And Daniel Susak will be the batter. He's 1 for 3 plus a sacrifice fly. And he has driven in 2 runs in this ballgame. I forgot to give him credit on my card for the second ribby. Sack fly in the 5th, RBI single in the 7th. He takes down and away for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Well, apparently there is nobody that right now has an inning available for Amarillo, because Mesa has faced 5 batters, has not gotten anybody out, and there's nobody warming. Second and third, the runners, and Susak picks up high for a ball. It's 2-0. So, really, Carlos Mesa, as the line goes, is wearing it. 3 runs on 5 hits, 2 men on base. Mesa's pitch, and that's inside, and that's ball 3-0. And Daniel Susak just joining the club today. Actually, yesterday, I beg your pardon, making his appearances for the first time in this game. Up from Lansing, as so much of this team is. Pitch, and that's a high strike. The count goes 3-1. One of the guys who started the year with the Rockhounds, very few. Cooper Bowman is one of those, and he's been gone twice, of course, on the injured list. Pitch swung on, and that ball is hard hit into deep center field. Back is Tawa. He'll make the catch, but both runners will move up. Daniel Susak has 3 RBIs in his Double-A debut, and that ball was really hard hit. Scoring easily is Muncy. Hounds in double digits. Advancing to third is Armenteros. Sack fly just shy of the track in deep center field off Susak's bat. So it is 10-0 Rockhounds. And here's Jack Winkler. Jack 0 for 4, couple of strikeouts. Right-handed hitter waits, takes, called strike, 0-1. That's a pretty impressive debut, wouldn't you, for Daniel Susak? 1 for 3, 3 runs batted in. Pitch swung on, bounced foul at the plate. Count is 0-2, so that's the first out of the inning. And it is the 6th batter of the inning. Going at it, talk about so many times for various reasons, the mound being a lonely place. There's nobody warming up, so clearly Mesa must pitch this inning. Pitch down and away, 1-2. Of course, it's not a good feeling if you struggle and immediately somebody has to be up and warming. But, boy, that's also a pretty empty feeling when there is nobody warming and you're really struggling. A pitch to Jack, way up high, 2-2. Caden Trinkle on deck. Simonite in the hole. Runner at third, one man down. Man, Rockhounds 10. And Amarillo nothing. 5 hits to start this inning. 16 hits for the Hounds. Swinging a foul back. The count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes. Again, last night the teams combined for 30 base hits, 15 each. Teams have combined for 20 hits tonight. The Hounds have 16 of them. Stretch and pitch. Ball hit high in the air. Center field. Drifting back is Tawa. That's an out, but you know what? Just drove in another run. Everybody in this lineup has scored a run or driven one in or both tonight. And Jack got a hold of that baseball. Deep fly ball. Sack fly. That scores Lazaro Armenteros. Base is empty. 2 men down, but 6. Now, hang on a second. 2, 3, 4, 5 runs across. Beg your pardon. Hounds are having so much fun. The broadcaster almost lost track. That was a well-hit ball, by the way, by Winkler. Pitch up and into Caden Trinkle for a ball. So the Hounds, 5 runs on 5 hits, 2 sacrifice flies against Carlos Mesa. How is that for an efficient inning? Swinging a pop foul off to the left and out of play. 1-1 to Trinkle. So the Hounds lead the Sod Poodles 11-0 in the top of the 8th inning. Hello, how are you? Stretch and pitch by Mesa. It's up high for a ball, 2 balls and a strike. You know, the other thing, and I wasn't going to say it, but I think with 11-0, look, if this lead gets away, then you just, well, then you just shake your head and mutter Hodgetown out loud 17 times. Pitch up high for a ball, 3-1. But really, after the loss on Tuesday night, the Hounds had lost the last 3 of the series against Frisco. Now, that's not a lengthy slide, but it was a 3-game losing streak, and the Hounds had been winning a lot of baseball games. So, and now pitch clock violation, well, that'll be ball 4. Boy, it's been that kind of an inning for Carlos Mesa. And the batter will be William Simonite. Hounds batting around here in the 8th inning. But you lose 3 at home to Frisco. You come to town here, and that's going to be it for Mesa. Boy, must have just gotten one. Relief pitchers can warm up very fast. So Sean Roop's going to come out, and that will be it. Boy, if a piece of your baseball heart didn't go out to Carlos Mesa, man, you're being cruel. 2/3 of an inning. 5 base hits, 5 runs, all earned, 1 walk, no strikeouts. And he will leave a man on at first base on the walk with 2 men down in the 8th inning. And this ball game was 6-0 when he came in. And it's, well, you never say out of hand here. But the Rockhounds lead 11-0. And interesting to see. Got a pitcher on here. We don't know who that is. It might be a position player. Yeah, it sure is. S.P. Chen. Kind of wonders. There was nobody really throwing in the bullpen. So the Sod Poodles will have to go to the emergency bullpen. S.P. Chen will come on to pitch. He is a position player. And he will face William Simonite. Real quick, the point on the Hounds. They dropped 3 against Frisco, come here, and in a back-and-forth game, they had taken a lead, comeback fashion, took a 6-4 lead into the 8th inning, gave up 2 unearned runs on a very uncharacteristic error, and then a walk-off home run ended the game. So they had dropped 4 in a row, and they had lost here at Hodgetown on a cruncher, on the walk-off home run after having the lead, to come back and win last night and to put up an 11-0 lead here for a ball club that is this young as a double-A team is, I think, pretty impressive. We'll see where it goes from here. But boy, on last night and tonight, Hounds really up off the deck. S.P. Chen delivered. Boy, Kai can throw. That was 88. Position player, but he's got some pitching in his background for sure. Fired a strike to William Simonite. A little Shohei Ohtani thing going here. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Well, S.P. Chen, who is an infielder by trade, is from Taiwan. Right-hander delivers, and that ball hit foul wide at third base. Well, he's throwing 88 and 89. Well, he does indeed have pitching background. Chen comes set. One ball, two strikes. Pitch on the way. Drops down and in for a ball. 2-2 to Simo. One on and two men down. Five runs across. Chen's pitch swung on, fouled back. And the count stays 2-2. Trying to recall if we have seen SP in the series. It seems to me we did last time these clubs met. Perhaps not. There's the pitch, and that will miss for ball three. So full count, 3-2. Nope, we have not yet seen him. I sure thought that we had. Stretch and pitch, and that ball is hit out towards shortstop, and Duznak will make the play, throws on the run, inning is over. Well, I would guess SP will pitch the ninth inning as well. He looked very, very good. He's obviously at least at some point in the career, a two-way player. But the Rockhounds score five runs on five hits and two sacrifice flies, then the base on balls with one man left on base. To the bottom of the eighth, Village Car Wash score of our game. Oh, my. Rockhounds 11, Amarillo nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Bottom half of the eighth, Juan Centeno leads it off against Stevie Emanuels. Right-hander in his second inning of work. High fastball swung on and missed, 0-1. Last of the eighth inning, and about as quiet as I can remember Hodgetown being. A little chopper, and Stevie will make the play. Off the mound, underhands to first for the out. 1-3 put out, Centeno retired. And J.J. DeRozio will be the batter. Go back real quick to our trivia mention that Crash Davis, the real one, passed away on this date a few years ago. He was a real minor and major leaguer. He didn't do what the character did in Bull Durham, that Crash Davis. Didn't hit all those home runs. Pitch up and in for a ball, 1-0. Kevin Costner portrayed Crash Davis as the, of course, the veteran catcher of the Durham Bulls, brought in to help the rookie pitcher, Nuke LaLoosh, reach the big leagues. A swing and a miss. One ball, one strike to DeRozio. Well, the real Crash Davis actually reached the big leagues for 3 years with Philadelphia. 7 seasons in the minors, so he didn't quite have the traveled career portrayed in the movie. Pitched down low, 2-1. And he only hit 39 home runs in the minor leagues and a couple in the bigs. But again, it wasn't based on his playing career, just his name. And Ryder just liked the name. Pitch, woo, way up and in. That turns him away. 3 balls, 1 strike. DeRozio 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout. Giancarlo Cintron is on deck. Bottom of the 8th inning, 3-1 count. Nobody on, one out. Emmanuel's with a pitch, and that ball is hit high in the air, deep center field. Going back is Trinkle. He's going to look up. That ball's going to bounce off the wall. Stand-up double. DeRozio has 2 hits in this game. And boy, that was just a ball just drilled straightaway center field. Hit the wall on the fly 400 feet away. One on with one man down, and here is Giancarlo Cintron. He's 1-for-2, bounced into a double play back in the third. That was a big defensive play for the Hounds. Single in the 6th inning with one man down did Cintron. And came in at 190, but he's just getting going on the season. Swings, fly ball, right field. Lazaro toward the line. He's got it for the out. Runner will tag and come to third base, but 2 men down in the inning. So, fly ball to right. Cintron is out. Top of the order here is Camden Dusenak. Dusenak 0-for-3, although, boy, again, Drew Swift is the reason for that. And now what do we have? Did he leave too early upon appeal? That would have to be the case. Rockhouse coming off the diamond. And there is no argument from the Sod Poodles. So DeRozio left the bag too early at second, and he is out. Inning is over. My goodness. Well, if you're a Sod Poodles fan, I guess that's injury to insult or insult to injury, either way you like it. But this will go to the top half of the 9th inning. While I was writing him down on the scorecard, getting to third base, and up the Hounds appeal, and DeRozio is out. So we have played 8 Village Car Wash score of our ball game. Rockhounds 11 and the Sod Poodles nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Saeed Valenzuela takes ball one from SP Chen, who does go back to the mound. Young man from Taiwan. Well, he can throw a little bit. He's way up high for ball, 87, so he throws anywhere from 85 to 88 from what we've seen. And position player, but obviously a lot of these guys have pitching background. Swinging a ball in a shallow left, and that's going to be a base hit. and a four-hit game for Saeed Valenzuela. It was already 3-for-4, and now he adds one against Chen. 17 hits for the Rockhounds in this game. And the batter is Cooper Bowman. Well, his team is absolutely fascinating. Cooper is has two base hits in the game, sends a ball in the air down the left field side, foul ground, and also only three guys pursue. Nobody going to get their ball bounced right in front of the Amarillo dugout or bullpen, excuse me, down the left field line. That's a really nice effort by De Los Santos, Duzanac, and Vukovic, third short and left respectively. They all chased the ball a long way, came up empty. Cooper Bowman 2-for-3. A couple of runs, a ribby, a walk and a strikeout, stolen base. Also his 29th. Swing, fly ball, left center field. Tawa on the move. Will he get there? He tumbles to the ground, makes a diving catch. Tim Tawa. Well, Cooper Bowman just flat out got robbed. That is a tremendous catch by Tawa. One man down, back to first base comes Saeed Valenzuela. Tawa, that's just a beautiful catch. Had it in his sights all the way and made the catch as he hit the deck. Drew Swift swings, high fly ball, left center field. Does this have enough to the wall? Nope, Tawa will make the play right at the wall. Well, Drew got a double his last time, missing a home run by, just a few feet. Does the same thing here. Fly ball to the wall in left center field. And again, Tawa will handle it. So one on and two men down. Swift, though, still 2-for-6 with a double, a triple, two runs, two ribbies. First pitch swing, line drive, base hit into right center field off Max Muncy's bat. Stopping at second is Cooper Bowman. Rockhounds not. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, Saeed Valenzuela, beg your pardon. Base hit from Max. So Max Muncy has a four-hit game. Single into right center. Saeed Valenzuela has four hits. And now Max has four. Lázaro Armenteros has three, and he comes to the plate. First and second. Two men down. He takes called strike from Chen. 0-1 the count. So two base hits in the inning. Four well-hit baseballs called strike. Boy, that just got there, 0-2. Man, spotted that about as well as you can. S.P. Chen doing a little Shohei impression there, does the position player. In the dirt, pitch gets away, but not very far. And again, pitches that get back to the backstop here doesn't mean that the runners will advance. A couple of times in last night's game, runner at third for Amarillo, ball went back to the backstop, but there's just not a lot of room back there, and runner didn't try to score. 1-2 pitch fouled back by Lázaro. Well, this is one of those times when you're facing a position player, but this guy can flat pitch. 2-on-2 out. The 11-0 Rockhounds. Pitch, that'll miss. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Rockhounds, 11 runs, 18 hits, no errors. Amarillo, no runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. Pitch to the dirt for a ball. It's 3-2. And I know now it's an 11-0 game. But when Brady Basso departed the game after 5 scoreless, it was a 4-0 game. He was outstanding. Pitch swung on, sent down the left field line, and that is a foul ball. Count stays 3-2 to Lázaro. Amarillo, 9th inning, will be the top of the order. And after D'Orazio was out upon appeal. First time I saw they're scoring that 9-4-6, and I believe that's correct. Just swing and a miss, and Lázaro out on strikes. So S.P. Chen, tell you the guy can pitch a little bit, gets a strikeout. No runs on two base hits, no errors. A couple of men are left on base. We'll go to the bottom half of the 9th inning to play, and the Rockhounds lead this ball game at Hodgetown. Village Car Wash School, Rockhounds 11 and Amarillo nothing.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in-store. See H-E-B.com for details.
In the last half of the ninth, it'll be the top of the order for the Sock Poodles, Camden Duzenak, Tim Talla, and A.J. Vukovic. And there'll be another one of the oddities that you see along the way. See the Emanuels, if he does indeed pitch the ninth inning, and he will start it, and there's nobody in the bullpen. And if he gets through this with the lead not changing hands, then he will get a save in this game, came on in the seventh inning. First pitch, went right down the middle, called strike to Duzenak. Well, unless something horrendously and horrifically strange happens, chopper foul, it's 0-2. Rockhounds would get within a game of Amarillo, 3 to go in this series, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Frisco would get within 2, it appears. They lead Corpus, only the fifth inning, 9-3. Pitch swung on, foul back, 0-2. San Antonio, and boy, that's a completely different look to San Antonio. And the teams just met a couple of weeks ago. But, boy, some promotions by the Padres, and the swing, foul tip. Yep, now on strikes, Duzenak. Strikeout number 2 for C.V. Emanuels. Boy, 96 high fastball, foul tipped. One down in the ninth, there's Tim Talla. Hounds have San Antonio and Wichita. Boy, that's almost cruel and unusual punishment. Wichita has, and it's not a lot of history, check swing and a strike. 0-1 to Talla. And I'm talking about the Wind Surge, not the old Wichita Wranglers, but the Wind Surge have been less than kind to the Hounds. Hounds have San Antonio at home, Wichita on the road over the last 12 games. Pitch swung on, high in the air, right field. Out is Bowman, in is Lazaro, and Armenteros will glove it. Two down in the ninth inning. And, you know, it is almost, I'm very aware of it, but, boy, first of all, you dare not say it, but you don't see it very often. Two outs in the ninth inning. And I will just tell you, the score is 11-0, and we're playing at Hodgetown. My goodness. Here's A.J. Vukovic, and remember, he had a walk-off home run Tuesday night. 1-3. Swings and misses. Comes up empty, 0-1. Frisco has Northwest Arkansas, and then they come here to Amarillo. Northwest Arkansas chasing Wichita, pitched down and away for a ball, 1-1. Sod Poodles have Arkansas next, and boy, the Travs have just struggled lately. And then they finish, as mentioned, with Frisco. Here's the 1-1. Pitch swung on, ground ball, shortstop. My goodness, Max's throw. The Hounds have shut out the Amarillo Sod Poodles at Hodgetown, 11-0. You put a goose egg up in this ballpark, and that's something. Brady Basso is becoming a tremendous story. Again, this is 11-0, but the Hounds broke it open late. It was 4-0 when Brady departed the game. He was absolutely outstanding. His ERA, I believe, will drop under 1 now with the Rockhounds. And the Hounds get absolute top-to-bottom in the order contributions. All 9 hitters scored a run, drove in a run, or both. And the Hounds run away and hide 11-0, out-hitting the Sod Poodles 18-5. So the Rockhounds are now within a game of the Sod Poodles in the Texas League South. This ball game goes into the books. Final score 11-0. We'll give you a second look right after this from Bud Light.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Well, for the first time, we might not even need the paper box score to conclude that the Hounds actually did win this game, but here it is. Thank you, Corey. My goodness, he is fast. So the final numbers in this ball game. My goodness, see a shutout at Hodgetown, and you don't see this very often at all. Rockhounds, not only a shutout, but boy, it was lopsided. 11 runs, 18 hits, no errors. Defense was very good. Drew Swift, again, in particular, brilliant play. 11-18 and 0. Amarillo, no runs on 5 hits and 2 errors, 0-5 and 2. The winning pitcher is Brady Basso, went 5 innings, no runs, 2 hits, no walks, 6 strikeouts. 1 inning for Austin Briggs, 1 hit, 3 strikeouts. And Stevie Emanuels gets the save. It is his first, but he goes 3 innings. He closes the game, and obviously the lead did not change hands. 2 hits and 2 strikeouts, save for Emanuels. Brady Basso, did I say his ERA goes under 1? 0.69. For a kid who came back in May of this season when he made a start with Lansing on May 6th, it had been just a month shy of 2 calendar years since he had pitched. And he has now come up to the Rockhounds. He has been absolutely outstanding. He is 2-0 with a 0.69 earned run average. Brady Basso gets the win. One home run in this ballgame, that was Caden Trenkel, tucked it into the right field corner in the 6th. That made it a 5-0 game. Again, Rockhounds blew it open in the 8th inning with a 5-run inning. But over a good portion of this game, obviously, it was very, very much in doubt. So Caden with his second home run of the season. Time of the game is 2 hours 34 minutes. I love the pitch clock. 4,662 on hand at Hodgetown. Rockhounds are now a game over 500 on the year, 62-61, and they are now 30-24 in the second half. Amarillo 31-23. The Hounds are one game back. There are 15 games to go and 3 remaining in this series. A second very quick look and a look ahead tomorrow when we continue and conclude. The Rockhounds defeat the Amarillo Sod Poodles 11-0. Back in a moment when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes.
All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Rockhounds got on the board in the first inning, and of course we would have no way of knowing it at the time, and man, to say it at this ballpark, it is stunning. The Hounds got a little flare from Lázaro Armenteros after Cooper Bowman led the game off. He's been just terrific in the series, led the game off with a single. He was at second with two men down. Lázaro Armenteros, a pop fly right field side, and it dropped in the Bermuda Triangle between first baseman Ivan Melendez, second baseman Giancarlo Cintron, and right fielder Nathy Castillo, and it was about 5 or 6 feet there and just dropped right between them. Cooper, of course, with two outs in the inning, was running. He had almost gotten to the plate, literally, by the time the ball hit terra firma. So that little flare, little pop-up, drives in the only run the Rockhounds would need, as it turns out. They scored twice more in the second inning. RBI single, Saheed Valenzuela, and a sack fly from Cooper. But this ball game stayed 3-0 into the fifth. Drew Swift, a leadoff triple. Daniel Susak in his double-A debut, a sacrifice fly to left, and it was 4-0. And so it was a 4-0 game when Brady Basso left after five innings of shutout beautiful baseball. In the sixth, Caden Trenkel led off with a solo home run, so it was 5-0 going into the seventh. Hounds again, a single run there. Double by Max Muncy leading off the inning. Lázaro, a sharp single to left. Then Daniel Susak, a single into right center. That scored Max and made it 6-0. Reliever Carlos Meza really struggled. First five batters up in the eighth all got base hits. Saheed with a single. Cooper Bowman a single. Drew Swift a two-run double. Max Muncy then singled. Lázaro Armenteros, and I've got to give him credit for his RBI. So much going on there. Didn't credit a couple of guys with RBIs. RBI base hit by Lázaro. That brings in Drew Swift. Then Daniel Susak, a sacrifice fly. Jack Winkler, a sacrifice fly. And the first seven batters go five hits, two sack flies, five runs across, and it was 11-0. Brady Basso, five innings, the left-hander, and again, just a kid, you meet him once and you're a fan. I mean, he's so easy to root for. He's got such appreciation for where he is. He is a kid who really thought, and he told me this, I've only really talked to him one time, just anything beyond hello, and Brady told me that there were times when that he battled through pain. He battled through, of course, the rehab process, 2 years worth. There were some tears along the way. There were times when he really wondered and deeply questioned if his baseball career was over. So that's a kid who's got a great appreciation for taking the mound. And, boy, has he been something in his three double-A starts as a left-hander. Five innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, six strikeouts. Austin Briggs goes the one inning, one hit, three Ks. Stevie Emmanuel's three innings, two hits, two strikeouts. The bullpen did a sensational job yesterday. They gave up some hits and walks. It was the bend, not break type of thing. But tonight, it was just absolutely terrific start to finish. So, the Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles will go at it tomorrow with the Hounds one game back. Blake Beers, 3-8. 7.5 ERA against Jamison Hill, 6-6, 4.84 ERA. Hounds have seen him multiple times, so we'll see what tomorrow will bring. 7:05 tomorrow and Saturday, 1:05 on Sunday afternoon. My goodness, it's getting interesting, folks. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hard's at Hodgetown. That's our final 11-0. The Rockhounds blank the Sod Poodles. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And good night, my friends from Amarillo.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.